In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do this for the remembrance of me. It's a Greek word which is anamnesis. And the word means remembrance, reminiscence, or recreation. But it's not just a sense of recalling something in your mind. Anamnesis is more about making a moment alive in this moment. That is the word that Jesus used in the words when he consecrated the bread and the wine at the Last Supper. The words that St. Paul recalls in the epistle lesson we heard this evening. And when we'd stand up at communion, older liturgies used to say, and in fact, Rite One still says, in remembrance of me. It's a Greek word translated eis. This Greek word, eis, means through or for or within or about, and yes, sometimes it even means in. But it's interesting, even in our translation of the Bible, they translate this word as in. But when it is translated in, it implies something. And it implies that we are putting on a play and nothing more. In remembrance of me. It's like a eulogy of a person now gone. In remembrance of me is a past event, something of long ago. In remembrance of me is as if what we are doing here does not matter. Do this for the remembrance of me. This moment is not just a memory or a reflection. This moment lives on every time we recreate it. It comes back to life. We live it in just as real a way as the disciples did at that table in the upper room in that Last Supper. This is what happens when we gather for worship. Anamnesis happens. We recreate these moments. We do things not just so that we won't forget that they happened, but we experience them over and over and over again because they are happening as we experience them. When we come to the table, Christ is just as present as that first time when he was present. And when we gather, we become Christ's body. When we give thanks in any form, we partake in the Eucharist. That very word Eucharist is the Greek word for thank you. As the reading from Exodus says, today shall be a day of remembrance for you. Today shall be a day of remembrance for you. Today is Maundy Thursday, and it feels like Maundy Thursday is about so many things. It's about that first Eucharist at the Last Supper. It is about the humility that Jesus took in washing the feet of the disciples and the humility that he asked them to take as they are to wash one another's feet. It is about that mandate. That's where we get the word mandi. It is a commandment. That commandment is to love one another. All of these things point to a single idea. That we are called to gather as Christ's body in thanksgiving and to serve one another. And it is that simple. There is no more simple message of the call to a Christian life than that. To gather in thanks and to go and serve. Many people talk about the beginning of the church, the birthday of the church at Pentecost. That moment when the Holy Spirit came down and made the gospel known in many languages, so that the good news may reach the ends of the earth. It's a powerful message. It's about telling us to spread the love of Christ to bring others into the fold. It is a message that has been relevant to missionaries and evangelists for millennia. It is a message that tells us that the mission of the church is to grow and to spread out. And probably the reason that it is called the birth of the church is because that powerful message tells us that we are to go out. It is a message that is supported by Jesus' commission right before the ascension to go out and make disciples and baptize. What if that was not really the beginning of the church? Many over the centuries have pointed not to Pentecost as the beginning of the church, but to today. Maundy Thursday, the day when we bring back to life Christ's Last Supper with the disciples. Do this for the remembrance of me. It was at that point that the old commandments faded into the background and made way for the new commandments. That you shall love one another. Anamnesis is what we do week after week and day after day. When we gather for worship, we ask for God to be among us, not only in the Eucharist, that is communion, the sacrament, but we do it any time we pray and invoke the name of Jesus in adoration and praise. Because any time that we do that we gather, that is a time that we participate in a holy moment, one which is timeless and connected to every holy moment throughout the ages. When we do service, we remember how Christ served. Christ served by healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and kneeling to wash the feet of his disciples. And when we serve, we bring Christ into our midst. And we become instruments of Christ and let Christ work through us. And as we gather as a Christian community, we create anamnesis. Not only in worship, but in koinonia, Christian fellowship. As Matthew chapter 18 says, when two or three are gathered together in Christ's name, he is present. Maundy Thursday is anamnesis. This moment is just as real as the upper room. Christ is really present here, now, in this moment. And as we wash feet, it is as though Christ is washing our feet. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not because I think I'm Jesus. But it is because you are disciples of Jesus. As we gather for communion, bread will be broken, just as the first time it was broken. And Christ will be as present in the bread and wine as he was present at the Last Supper table. And we are here in this moment, on this Maundy Thursday, a moment that is connected with Christians in every time and place, a moment that is connected with the disciples and with Christ at that Last Supper. It is a moment in which all of those become alive and present here in this place as we gather to remember and to recreate and to give thanks. And we hear Christ's words, "Do this for the remembrance of me." Amen.